Excellent. Let's pray for this offering, shall we? God, thank you for the strength that you give us to work with our hands, with our minds. Lord, and as we earn money, we thank you that this is the medium that we can give back to you in some way. Lord, thank you that you are rich. You own the cattle on 1,000 hills, the scripture says. And Lord, you don't need our money, but you need our hearts that goes with it. And so, Lord, bless this giving today. May it be used in such a way that, Lord, it brings honor to you, it brings glory to you, and it touches people's lives so that it is worth something. So, God, we give it to you. We say thank you for the opportunity of giving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Always time for birthdays. And any birthdays that anybody would like to own up about? No birthdays this past week. Wow. Any birthdays coming up this year? Wow. Cool. You've got a birthday coming up this year. That deserves something from out of you.
I've had one.
We're going forward, folks. Do you come here? Absolutely. Yeah. Do you want me to come and give it to you? I can do that. Any certificates? Any things to brag about?
If I can borrow the mic just for a little bit. Last Sunday, when we had prayer time at Otama, it was my turn to be picked on. And going back over a year, I had an accident that left my shoulder pretty frozen. And I could only get movement to about there, stretched right out. So, and after prayer and then coming up through the week. Yesterday was time to cut some lawns, and when you have to turn around and empty the catcher, it was usually a 2-minute job for the last year and a bit when it was lawn time. Well, yesterday I was able to do it with one hand, and now I can stretch right out. So it's praise for that. And so sometimes it takes a resource outside of ourself and God to make progress. So if you have opportunity to get some prayer after the service or anything, please take the opportunity.
Thank you, Ross. Oh, we can.
A techno badge
and a scientific badge?
Yeah.
That's cool. Well done. Good for you, my man. Excellent. We thank God about that. He's always good to us and gives us abilities, doesn't he?
Christopher.
Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for Christopher. We thank you for the gifts that you've given to him, the skills that he has. We know that they all come from you, Lord, and we want to honor that fact today. Thank you that he's been able to get these two certificates and actually tell us about it so that we can enjoy it as well. So we bless you for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Any children will come forward with us? Don't have to go meet you here. How's that? Better come on close, because this is only for kids, this one. Come on in, there's room for kids. All ages. I want you to answer me some questions this morning. Are you prepared to do that? Yeah, cool. That's what I like to hear. Have you ever lost anything? What have you lost?
I have lost things in my room.
things in your room.
You lost anything? What have you lost?
Clothes.
I bet you're leaving at school, right?
Did you know that one of the things that's very big at all schools is the place where they have lost property? They've always got stuff there. You notice that? Have you ever lost anything? Anything important? What are you thinking about that? I lost my car keys at one time. A bunch of us have been on the beach and we've been racing up and down the beach and lost the car keys, couldn't get in the car. We were in deep trouble. But we prayed and we found the keys. God's good like that. He directs us on the beach even. But did we feel pretty awkward when we didn't have the car keys? Anybody else? I mean, if you've you know, the young people got a cell phone, it's an extension. And if you ever lost a cell phone, how would you feel? Lost? Yeah. Anything special that you're lost? No, nothing special. Wrong? You have?
My iPod.
Your iPod, you lost it?
I lost it 2 times and I found it.
How did you feel when you found it?
Happy.
Happy, yeah, absolutely. Well, can you think of anything really super special that if you lost it, you'd feel extremely sad about? Can you think of anything like that?
You have to save up $200
to buy an iPod. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, well, that would be difficult. I wonder what happens if, say, Mum lost us, how would we feel? How'd she feel? Would she feel good about that? No, she'd be pretty sad. Would she be looking for you everywhere? Yeah, absolutely. Calling out the police and all kinds of people to help. Yeah, feeling very sad that she lost someone. You know, there's a lot of things that are lost sometimes. The Bible's actually got a wonderful chapter in it, in Luke chapter 15, and it talks about 3 things that were lost. Anybody remember what they might be? One of them was a lost sheep. Well, this part of the world, losing a sheep, it's sad and bad, but not quite as bad as it was in times in the Bible, because, well, sheep were pretty precious. And it was the lady that lost, anybody think of those? Some coins or one coin. She had 10 and lost one. It was very special about those coins because that was kind of like almost the equivalent to a wedding ring. So it was very, she lost that. It was very special that she would find that again. Hunted everywhere until she found it. And then there was a man who lost something. Anybody think who that was? What that was? He lost a boy. He lost one of his sons. Well, he actually went away, collected his father's inheritance, went away, spent it all, and then he came back, and you know how his father felt when he came back? Yay! He was happy. He was happy. That's what happens when we lose something that's special to us and we find it again. So the next time you lose something very, very precious, like an iPod, yeah, something like that. And when you find it again and you feel happy, wow, say thank you, God, because that's cool.
I don't know how to get the iPod back. Just ring on the home phone number.
Right. Ring on the home phone and it's all back. Well, that's pretty neat. Okay, we're going to sing this song, especially for you, but I think grown ups can sing as well. Okay? I'm going to take these out of the road just in case they get lost, and we wouldn't want those to get lost.
I think we know this one. There's 10,000 reasons. Sitting in front of a couple of kids who stayed in the service last week, and they were really belting it out and loving it. So we thought, let's sing it together with the kids. They can enjoy it as well. So it's the start of our worship record too, isn't it?
Yes.
Cool.
Thank you.
for the children as they leave, shall we? God, thank you that we read in the scriptures that the one who was lost was found, and you rejoice. And Lord, we pray that the children this morning may discover, if not today, at some time, that they have been lost, but now are found because you've searched for them, Lord. You've loved them. You've wooed them. You wanted them to come back to you, and they've responded. And so, Lord, as they learn about you today, I pray that they will also learn of you. And together we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Don't you have too much fun as you go to Sunday school this morning?